Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a phone call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is she.
All right, ma'am, I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was calling. I have applied, or I was looking to apply for unemployment.
Okay, so you haven't filed your claim yet, right?
I haven't.
Okay, so you want to file a claim today?
I do.
All right, well, let's see if we can't do that here.
Okay.
Go right here. What is your Social Security number, ma'am?
Okay, it's 615-46-5441.
All right. And your name?
Shaquita Thompson.
And your date of birth?
4/14/91.
All right. And your mother's maiden name?
Brent.
Brent. All right. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Is it Alabama?
It is.
Okay. And why have I got a California driver's license here?
I was living in California, but I have a driver's license number here. Do you need that?
So, well, I will have when we get down to it, but you did have a California at one point then, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. We'll get your Alabama driver's license when I get down to that point. So have it out and ready to give to me when we get there.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Got that. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I don't.
No. And what is your preferred language?
English.
English. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
No. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180
no.
days? No. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay. And your mother got that. Now, you do have a driver's license, and you said you've got an Alabama license, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that number?
It's 987-1745.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AlaVantage prepaid benefits card. Now, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Right. Direct deposit.
Direct deposit, and is that going to be checking or savings?
That's checking.
Checking. And what is your routing number?
One moment.
Get the kind of jewelry you got.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is, you want the routing number?
Right, yeah.
Okay, it's 06-2-00-00-19.
Okay, now let me just look at something here because when there's that many zeros together, they always look like one to me. So let's see, it should be 1, 2, 4 zeros in a row, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just like to verify that with folks when there's that many zeros in a row because I'm telling you, on this computer screen, it just looks like a blob, you know, when there's that many in a row.
Yeah.
All right. And your bank account number?
02-88-302148.
48. Okay. Now, there we go. And what I have here for your address is 1621 Woodland Avenue Southwest, Birmingham.
Yeah,
no?
No, sir. Old address.
Okay, what's your address?
1636.
Uh-huh.
Fourth Terrace West.
Spell that.
So that's fourth, 4-T-H.
Four, okay, wait a minute. 40, it's 40th?
No, fourth, just four, and then T-H.
Oh, fourth. I got you. Fourth. Okay, so it's going to be fourth street, or fourth. Mm-hmm. Okay, fourth.
Terrace.
Terrace?
Yes.
Okay, T-E-R-R-E-C-E?
A-C-E.
A-C-E. I said E, didn't I? It's A-C-E. My bad. Okay, and so it's 1636 4th Terrace, right?
Yes.
Apartment number or anything?
No.
No? Okay, city?
Birmingham.
Okay, and zip code?
35208.
Okay. And so 1636 4th Terrace, Birmingham, Alabama, 35208. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is your residence and mailing address the same?
Yes.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
No. Now, the phone number I have right here for you on file is 205-760-6147. Is that the number you want us to have?
No. No.
Okay, what number you want us to have?
205-770-7072.
Uh-huh. 70. Okay. Let's see. And there we go. So we've got. All right. And that's. All right. All right. Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. What color is your 2000 Daewoo Lanos? Blue, brown, cream, green, or none of the above?
I'm sorry.
What color is your 2000 Daewoo Lanos? Blue, brown, cream, green, or I'm not associated with this vehicle?
I'm not associated with this vehicle.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Athens State University, Harvey Mudd College, Humphreys College, San Bernardino Valley College, or none of the above?
San Bernardino Valley College.
San Bernardino, okay. And which of the following cities as a current or former association to you? Stockton, Sacramento, Fremont, Anaheim, or none of the above?
Anaheim.
Anaheim. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
No. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
No? Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
No? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
No? Did you receive notification that you had TRA certification?
No.
No. And what was the last day that you worked?
The last day was as of October the, I believe that was 25th?
2022? All right.
Yes.
That was October 25th, right?
Yes.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have been.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm not.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't.
No? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm not.
No. Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Open.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$17.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Not exclusively, no.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your job title or job description of where you were working?
Okay. I was a front desk receptionist for a law firm.
Okay. Let's see. Get off of there. Okay, so, answer inquiries and obtain information for the customers, visitors, and other interested parties. Provide information regarding activities at establishment, the department's offices, and employees within that organization, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I am currently.
Okay. All right. And who were you working for when you got laid off?
Well, I was working for Amazon. I had...
Amazon Com Services Incorporated?
Just Amazon. The warehouse position.
Right. Well, that's going to be the same because that's how it comes up for us. So okay. Amazon. Okay. And there we go. And what is their phone number?
Okay. Okay, the phone number is
888. Mm-hmm. 892. Wait a minute. Come on. Get in there. 888. Okay, go ahead. 888.
892.
7180. All right. Let me put it in again right here. All right, and when did you start with them? What was your starting date?
So that was April the, I believe the 1st, 2021.
Okay. 2021, okay. And what did you tell me the last date was? It was in October, right?
Right.
October what?
25th.
25th. Okay. And what city is that? Birmingham?
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
No. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
No. And what's the reason they let you go, laid you off?
It was due to COVID. It had a, you know, an effect. But the final reason was a time card discrepancy due to my leave for COVID relief.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. So that would be violation of company policy, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Now, what is the name and title of the person that actually told you you were discharged?
It was actually HR. There was not an actual person or name. It was just they had sent a message to my phone from their HR department.
Okay, so there was no person. It was just a text message from HR?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what was the date that you got that text?
That was October the... Well, that was the day I was going to go to work. So October the 25th.
October 25th, okay. And what was the final incident that caused... They said it was a time card discrepancy?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. There we go. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I did not.
Okay. And was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
No. And what did you, excuse me, what did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Well, if there was no warning or anything, I actually didn't know until the day.
Until they told you, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, now, it says, and I have to put this in there like you're saying it, right? So what I put in here is I could not do anything. I did not know anything until I got the text saying I was discharged. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be hard to try and resolve the problem if you didn't know what was going on until they did it, right?
Right.
Now, ma'am, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
No? Okay. And if you would, get a pen and a piece of paper, because when I go through these instructions here, I'm going to be giving you a couple of phone numbers and a couple of web addresses, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
Okay.
.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Okay. And then that way you can update your online resume. Okay. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. And you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly claim. I need to catch up again here. Okay, there we go. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is, and that will be www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Okay. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So you'll be able to make your first call on the 18th, which will be Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right, an information booklet will be mailed to you. And this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully, and failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please give us a call at 800-361-4524. Okay?
Okay.
And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ma'am, we have completed your unemployment claim. Are there any questions for us?
That's it.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a nice day today, ma'am.
You as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Bye now.